Kevin and Sonia's sexy slow jams.
And after Sonia's 6-week reign as champion,
you got it,
last week it came to an end. So as the reigning champion, this week I challenged producer Jordan. And Sonia, you chose the topics for us.
About video games. It's our video game edition of sexy slow jams. And Kevin, we gave you video games. Producer Jordan, controllers.
Spent a lot of time about video games this week. PS5 details were first announced.
Yes, so we did find out that it's not going to be coming out in time for Christmas, which I think a lot of people were hoping for. It's going to be sometime in 2020. But the big part that most people are excited about is that the PlayStation 4 games are going to be backward compatible.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to use all those games, so that's fantastic as well.
Microsoft also unveiled a disc-free all-digital Xbox console. So yeah, a lot of buzz about video games this week. So can we find a way to make video games sound sexy in just 15 minutes? That's all we have to write these original 90s-style sexy slow jams. Producer Jordan, you're up to bat first. Let's see what you came up with. Again, your topic, controllers. And your time starts now.
PS5 is here. It's been announced. Getting ready to use your fingers and thumbs. Use them day and night. Ooh, yeah. They're bound to go numb. Let's play some COD. Duh. Grab the controller. Grasp it with good grip. This game is going to make your hand slip. Triangle, circle, X, X square. Square, square. I push all the right buttons to get you there. Grab my joystick, squeeze it in your hands. Feeling around to guide you through my land. Oh, I know that you're such a big fan. Yeah. Now that I got you feeling things you never knew possible, make sure to engage the DualShock Rumble Pack.
What?
So you can have that full vibrating experience.
Oh, God. No.
Sounds like you're shaving something.
Well.
Gosh, wow.
Take it how you will.
Can you take me back? What was it? X, X.
It was triangle, circle, X, X, square, square, square.
Wow. Wow. I'm going to disable that cheat code from now on. That is unnecessary.
That was weird.
It might help you get through the game.
Okay. All right. I'm glad that's over. Kevin. You also had just 15 minutes to write your original style 90s themed sexy slow jam about video games.
All right. Here's what I came up with starting now.
Hey, baby. I'm going to suggest that we stay in this weekend. Let's cozy up with a marathon of games. I love how competitive you are as we battle it out to see who comes out on top. Oh, just hold on. I'm loading.
Oh.
I'll be your Mario. You're my Princess Peach. Give me a mushroom, and I'll grow like a beast. Let me build you a world as we play Minecraft. I like the way your hand slides on the joystick shaft. So many games, too many to list. You're my PlayStation. Let me slide in the disc.
Oh.
We can do it like Atari, and do it like frogs, or do it like Sega. I'll show you my hedgehog.
Oh.
Why don't you stay the Fortnite and sleep over? You know I won't quit until it's game over. Maybe feel a little frisky? We can dip into some multiplayer action. And remember, if we ever get stuck, don't forget the old NES trick. Just blow into this.
Wow. Okay. We get that you're blowing, yes.
Oh, look, it works.
Told you, man, it fixes everything.
Oh, God, I'm uncomfortable.
Good, good. Perfect. That's exactly what we're hoping for. Kiss Radio, good on ya. It's Kevin and Sonia. Let's get to the results of our video games edition of our Sexy Slow Jams. Myself, reigning champion, against producer Jordan.
Ooh, yeah.
I had the topic of video games, and Jordan ruined controllers for everybody.
I don't think I ruined them. I think I made them more sexy.
I don't know. It depends on who you ask, right? We got a text message here from Melissa. Melissa writes, producer Jordan, I almost peed myself. I was laughing so hard.
Oh.
Hope it was somebody else's car.
Yeah. Hold that in.
It's a rental.
Yeah, Kenny and Poco. 1,000,000% for Kevin. He only gets to vote once, though. Jordan, I had to turn my radio down. That was so awkward.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll take it.
Adam, who gets your vote this week, man?
Oh, hang on a second. Where's Adam?
Get ready for Adam here.
Definitely Kevin.
Well, thanks.
Jordan's like, there was nothing redeeming about
nothing,
Mike?
Nothing. You didn't like the vibrating?
Oh my God. That was so.
Vibration off on the controller.
Yeah, I would too. I didn't want to play my PS4 when I get home and then just think of your face every time it rumbles.
Well, all right. Hope you do.
No. All right. Let's get to the results.
Well, with an overwhelming 84% of the vote, it goes to Kevin Lamb.
All
right.
Wow. Thank you.
Congrats,
thank
Kevin.
You for the votes. And I thought yours was very good, Producer Jordan.
Well, thank you.
How do you feel, Kevin? That's 2 weeks in a row.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like Beyonce right now. I'm feeling all like, you know, call me Sasha Fierce.
Okay,
don't go that far.
Mm-hmm. You and her have so much in common. Exactly what I was thinking.
You know, you're the third person to tell me that today. Beyonce dropping a huge surprise on us this morning. We knew that she was going to come up with a Netflix special documenting her road to headlining Coachella last year, being the first black female artist to ever headline.
Mm-hmm.
But she also dropped a 40-track surprise live album of her Coachella performance.
For homecoming.
Wow.
You guys, this is like the club night you've always wanted, but you can do it in sweatpants in your living room.
Of course you would say that.
Yeah.
It's Bay Day. Today's Bay Day. We'll call it Bay Day.
My kind of Bay Days.
Yeah. So here's a little bit of the live album, by the way. You feel like a concert.
Yeah.
Those vocals, man.
Oh, man.
Now, wait. I want y'all to get nice and stanky with me. So if you know this dance, I want you to do it.
Like, so, so good. 40 tracks with Beyonce. And there's another track that people are talking about online today, which is the one that features her daughter, Blue Ivy, singing.
Oh.
It's a sweet little moment where Beyonce is whispering some of the lyrics into her ear and her 7-year-old daughter starts singing along.
Let us march on to victory is won.
Yeah.
Beautiful job, Ava. You sound so pretty.
Don't do that again.
Oh, you want to do it again? You're like mommy, huh?
It feels good.
It feels good?
Oh, man.
You redeemed it with that last little bit.
Yeah.
Why? Because at the beginning, you're like, she's not that great.
That's a no from me, dog. You know.
She's 7.
I know. Okay, I can't understand what she's saying. What song was that even? You don't even know, so don't even.
Hang on. Pull up the track listing.
You have to ask. And you
lift
have to
every voice and sing, Sonia. Come on. You can. I mean, fair enough. I mean, when you're Beyonce's daughter, maybe the bar is set a little higher than normal for most 7-year-olds.
Yeah.
What if she can't sing? Like, what if legitimately, you know, she shows up the talent show? Because when your mom is Beyonce, when your dad is Jay-Z, there's an expectation that you are musically inclined. What if you're not?
She doesn't have to know how to sing.
No.
It's fine.
What do you
because
mean?
Because her mom makes us rich. She's going to be rich. Like, Blue Ivy's going to be rich as a result of it forever anyway.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, you know, school talent show. She shows up there. And what if she doesn't, you know, perform to the expectation everybody else has? Hmm. It's just going to sound like a mini Beyonce. Maybe
are
she
you admitting that she sucks, though?
Right now? Like,
that's what you're
saying
right now?
Yeah,
you
sucks.
Gave me crap for that?
No, I'm just saying, you know, it's not like it's like, you know when Ariana Grande was singing when she was in a talent show, like way, way, way back when mm-hmm. she was like, again, 7 or 8 years old? Like, that was
good.
You could tell. You
not
could
like Blue Ivy, apparently, is what you're trying to say, Kevin.
So, what you're saying is we should get Blue Ivy a magic set here.
Hand
try
me the
this
shovel
one.
Back. You're digging way too deep with this one.
Yeah. You brought it up. Okay, we were just talking about how we heard Blue Ivy singing on the new 40-track surprise live album for Coachella for Beyonce. Her Netflix documentary also coming out as well. And I referenced that at 8 years old, Ariana Grande, when she was singing at that age, she was phenomenal. Here's a little bit of her singing the national anthem at a hockey game.
Last gleaming
Who's brought stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight?
So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, super, super cute, right?
That's so talented.
And again, compared to Blue Ivy, you were saying, right?
Yeah, you know what? It's cute. It was cute what Blue Ivy did and her singing. I'm not saying that, but that's it. I'm just going to stop. If she was my kid, I'd be like, yeah, good job, kid. Yeah.
But because it's Beyonce's kid, you're like,
I'm just saying, it's cute. And that's about the only compliment I'd give it.
Yeah. Blue Ivy's giving you that finger shake right now. She's sassy.
Girl, that girl is going to do big things. Yeah. Blue Ivy will do big things.
Singing, though.
I mean, I don't
know.
Look
at you dissing a 7-year-old.
Kevin and Sonia's Not So Secret Word. Brought to you by Wireless, the number one Fido dealer.
I did not say anything negative about her there.
Oh, my God.
I just said that it was cute. And she's going to do big things.
It's
you,
true.
You take what you want from that.
Well, you also did say when I played the clip earlier, that's a no from me, dog. all right. Let's meet our two contestants going head-to-head with the not-so-secret word today. First of all, let's take it to Langley, where Trisha admits she doesn't like hockey.
No, I don't.
Oh.
Listen to Zach's disappointment. Wow. How can he even play a game against you? It's not even... Zach and Chilliwack, you're heading off to White Rock. You listen to the show every morning. Tell us something fun about yourself, man.
I like hockey.
Okay. I was hoping you were going to say that people call you Chillizack. Get it? Like Chilliwack?
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Okay. Awkward.
Hang on. Tumbleweed of shame time. Tumbleweed of shame.
I deserve that.
Yeah.
It wasn't my best work.
Yeah. Nope.
Wasn't my worst either, so let that speak for that. Heads up, I know you guys are talking about hockey, but soccer news. If you're going to the Whitecaps game tonight at BC Place, you're going to see something interesting. In the final 10 minutes of the first half, they're asking you to join, and the Southsiders are going to be walking out. The reason being, it's a protest that's intended to show support for former members of the women's team who have brought forward abuse allegations dating back more than a decade. So again, at the 35-minute mark, everyone's going to be walking out. So you're going to notice that, and that's all going down at BC Place tonight because of the story or not so secret word is Place, P-L-A-C-E, Place, as in BC Place.
Trisha and Zach, we're going to give you 30 seconds on the clock each and a series of clues as to words, phrases, and names that all have place somewhere in the answer. If you get the most right in your 30 seconds, you win. If you get stuck, you can pass, but you only get
one pass.
Okay. Trisha, you called in first. Yes. Team Kevin or Team Sonia?
I'll do Team Sonia.
Okay, let's do it. Trisha, 30 seconds on the clock. It starts now. At the dining room table, this is what you
put.
Yes. It's one of the properties on Monopoly. Next to Boardwalk, it's this one.
Park Place.
Yeah. A TV show, a bunch of people living together. It was way back in the day. It was on after 902. Okay. A kids' clothing store that they had, and you could buy little things. Another word for kid, multiple kids that are young.
Kids' place? No.
No. Think of another word for kids. Like, oh, I'm going to enroll my little one. What's another thing?
Toddler?
No.
Place?
Oh.
Children's place is what we're looking for. And the one they passed on, Melrose Place, is the one they're
looking for.
Brats, Rugrat.
you ended up getting two correct, and that could be enough for the win.
Okay. Zach, or Chilla Zach, as Sonny likes to call you.
Oh, now you're just my jokes.
See, he laughed when I said it.
It was it's still bad.
Yeah. Here we go. Zach, 30 seconds back in the clock with your not-so-secret word place. Our time begins right now. Where you were employed, it's known as your what?
Workplace.
Yes. You turn this on in your living room to keep warm. It's hot.
Tablet?
Yes. When you lose something, what have you done with it?
In this place?
Yes. It's IGA is at the end of the name. It's one of the grocery stores.
Pass.
Okay. Dorothy from Wizard of Oz would click her heels and say this.
Oh. Wizard of the...
There's no place like home.
Yeah.
No place like home.
That's okay. You didn't need
that. That's okay. You didn't need it. You ended up getting three correct with that one. And with the win, Chilla Zach. You got a pair, or we got a family package to check out Science World at TELUS World of Science. Congrats.
Awesome. Thank you.
Also, heads up, anybody else who wants to get a chance to check out Science World, they do have Science World After Dark that's going to be happening this week. It's on Thursday night, tomorrow night, actually. And this is the adults-only event. You can check out full details online right now and even at kissradio.ca.
Oh, and DJ Trouble has another pair of tickets to win coming up after 8 tonight to Science World After Dark.
Kiss Radio. Wake up. Get up. Wake the fun up with Kevin and Sonia.
Okay, so if you had to choose between talking about your weight, giving out your actual weight to somebody, or your credit card debt, what would you rather give out? Rather talk about your weight or your credit card debt?
Easy. That's
easy. It's an easy decision for you. Producer Jordan, what about you?
I'm good with talking about both, but if I had to pick one over the other, I'd probably pick the debt.
Okay, so you'd rather talk about your debt. Sonia?
Debt for me, too.
Yeah, I would say debt, but we're in the minority.
Oh, what? Oh.
Yeah, according to a new study, they found that people would rather talk about their weight rather than their credit card debt. And credit card debt is something that's it's a very sensitive thing, especially if you're maybe in a new relationship, you're just starting to date somebody, because at certain point, how much debt somebody carries
is important.
Maybe something that might be a deal breaker for some people.
100%. And it's something you got to talk about before you take things to the next level, for sure. Because I know a lot of people, money is like one of the top things couples fight about.
Yeah.
And it is. And it definitely was one of those things when you're like, I don't care how much money you make and I don't care, which is true. But what I do know that people care about is how much money your partner spends.
Yeah.
That's the important thing. The whole idea is not necessarily how much somebody makes, but it's how they live their lifestyle and how good they are with budgeting. And I think that is what is important when people say, like, oh, money is important to me. I don't know if they necessarily mean, like, how many numbers are in your T4 slip.
Right.
You know? Because it does come into play a lot of the times, especially if when you get married, their debt becomes your debt. And that's why it's so important to talk about.
Well, and again, you know, the stress that comes along with somebody who doesn't know how to manage their finances, then you have that extra strain that now plays into your relationship. So even though it may seem like a superficial thing, it really is a problem that a lot of people struggle with. So at what point in a relationship, say, for example, you start dating somebody new, do you start talking about things like finances and credit card debt? Or do you wait until you're actually now to the point where you're considering marriage in something long term?
I think around marriage time, yeah. And I think you kind of get an idea as well when you go out and hang out with somebody how much debt they have.
Yeah.
Right, so if you go to pay the check and they're like, okay, so just so you know, there's a very good chance my card will be declined. On that on the first date, you might know right away what their credit card debt is like.
Has that ever happened to you? Your card has gotten declined and you're like, I know I have money in there, and you're mortified and you're completely embarrassed.
Yeah, it happened with me when I went out with some friends a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
And it wasn't like, no, there was a limit still. Like, I had my balance, it was paid off, but I couldn't use it. And it was the chip not working. So it looked like it was my problem. I'm like, no, guys, I actually have money out here. I'm not poor. Like, I'm not going through rough times.
That whole time, they're like, that Kevin and Sonia, they don't even pay you well. They treat you like crap on the air.
Yeah.
There's something about, I mean, we always feel like we need to explain when that thing happens to us, right? You know, when our credit card is declined or debit card isn't worth, the chip doesn't work or whatever. I don't know about you, but I always find myself explaining it to
100%.
Like the person, like,
yes.
Ooh, it worked 5 minutes ago. They're like, I don't care. There's the line behind you. Can you pay for your meal or not?
Just tap something. Come on.
Yeah, and your face gets really red.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh.
All the stress.
Oh.
Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
We're calling this segment Ditch the Jeans, according to Anna Wintour from Vogue magazine. So she opened up about like style icons and what you should be wearing and shouldn't be wearing. And they asked about jeans and they go say, oh, jeans, they're okay, right? To wear to certain things. She goes, I love jeans. They're fantastic. I wear jeans too. But there are a couple of times when you should not be wearing jeans. She starts off with like Buckingham Palace. And she goes on to say the White House. But the third thing on her list is what surprised people. And she said, you should never wear jeans when you're meeting your partner's parents for the first time. That jeans are a no-no.
Okay, so again, this is Anna Wintour. She's not really like an average person. She spends a lot of time with high-level executives, people in the fashion empire. Fair enough. Maybe her standards are a bit different. But let's say, you know, like your parents work regular jobs. Mm-hmm. They are regular people.
Yes.
You're not meeting the queen. You're not going to Buckingham Palace or the White House. Do you still need to avoid jeans? Like, I don't think I've ever seen, I mean, I guess it depends on what kind of condition the jeans are in, too.
Well, and it also depends also how long, like, you've known your wife since you were in high school. I mean, you weren't going to be, actually, you probably would have showed up in a suit for the first time when you met Katie's parents, actually, let's face it.
Yeah.
I don't remember, because we started as best friends when we were 12. And
yeah.
So when I first met her parents, I was just coming over to hang out.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't until we were 15 that we actually started dating. And so it's not like at that point I decide, oh, okay, well, I'm gonna wear something different for the first time. Meeting her parents
as yeah
as so it's a bit of a different scenario with me. What about you? Like, did you get dressed up the first time you met your husband's parents?
When I met, I think I did. We were going out for dinner. I hadn't met John's family yet, and we were going over. It was John's birthday, and his dad was in town, and because they live in Ontario, his dad was in town, and we were going for dinner. And I think I wore like nice pants. Like, I didn't wear my ripped jeans because I wasn't about to do that. Because you know, all parents make fun of ripped jeans. Did you pay extra for that? Oh, you probably can't afford dinner here because your jeans are ripped, right? You know what parent jokes I'm talking about.
Okay, so you actually agree that jeans, first time you meet,
I think,
you know, the parents of the person you're dating.
I also believe in nice jeans, which is not not a very popular opinion. I believe that there are jeans that are fancy jeans.
Yes, well,
there's dressy jeans. That's true.
I do agree on that thing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, but it is important for you to give a first impression.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
To be dressed nicely for the very first time mm-hmm. that you go meet somebody.
But again, I think it's reading the room, reading the situation. Like, if you were to go and, you know, show up dressed to the nines, like with a top hat and everything like that. Okay, that might be a little bit different. You know, hello there. I'm here to pick up your daughter.
I mean, like, where did you meet this guy? He's from Poco.
waking you up. Wake the fun up with Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
So if you have a friend that's staying at your house, what bed do you give them? Do you give them a couch? Do you give them your bed? Do you give them a guest bed? Like, what is sort of your go-to protocol?
What do you guys do in your house?
We have a guest room.
Oh, right. So you don't have this problem.
No.
But you weren't, this wasn't always the case. You didn't always have a guest room. I know when we lived in Kelowna.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we didn't. And in that case, often we would offer up our bed. And especially when it comes to our parents, like, we will often try to insist, Mom, Dad, take our bed.
Yeah.
Let's sleep on the couch. We've got an inflatable bed. It's fine. Right?
Yeah.
Especially, I feel like with your parents, it's you want to make sure that they are as comfortable. You give back as much to them as they've given to you.
Oh, 100%.
And they never take us up on that offer.
What?
So then it becomes this polite war. We're back and forth. You're like, take the bed. No, don't take the bed. Take the bed. No, we don't want to take the bed. We don't inconvenience you. You're not inconveniencing. Like, I don't feel good if you sleep on the couch, Mom and Dad.
Not my parents. They'd be like, okay, thanks. Shut the door. And I'm on the couch. Because that's just what you do. You respect them and you're like, okay, you put me on this earth, you can take me out, so here, let me do whatever I can to make you comfortable.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a conversation. Producer Jordan, you went to go visit your friend in Edmonton.
Yes.
And what happened there? Where did you sleep?
In her bed.
And where did she sleep?
On the air mattress bed in her living room.
So at any point was there a discussion when she offered up her bed to you where you're like, no, I'll take the couch.
Okay.
Or did you just go, you know, like...
Like, thanks, like my parents.
No, okay. The first time I ever traveled, I've been there twice, okay? The first time she offered that to me, I'm like, oh my God, thank you, you don't have to do this. This time I arrived, I was very tired. I walked in the front door and she just went into her living room. And I was like, hey, is it all right if I just put my bag in your room?
Oh, so you just assumed.
Because she told me, whenever friends or family or anyone comes over, they get my bed. That's just the rule. I have sheets and everything for them, and you get to have the bed. So I just assumed, because she told me every time friends or family come over.
But isn't it still the polite thing to do to at least fake that you're like, oh, no, I'll take the couch, even if you really want the bed.
I'm with you, Kevin.
Right?
I have no time for these games, okay? I'm such a good friend with her that I can, like, we can just be straight up real. We don't have to play those mind games of like, no, you don't have to do that. Oh, no, shucks, you shouldn't have done that. Oh.
Okay, like, so now that my husband and I, we live together, now that I'm married and my husband's there, now where it's kind of like, if it's just a girlfriend of mine, yeah, I give them the couch because they usually leave a lot earlier than my husband gets up. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's fine. But any other time I would share the bed with my with friends. Or if I were going to visit somebody, I would always insist that I'm taking the couch because I don't want to put you out. You're letting me stay there. I'm so thankful. And then on top of that, I always find a way to say thank you. Did you say thank you in some form for letting her
I said thank you for the whole entire trip I visited her for.
But did you pay for her lunch? Did you
buy her lunch or buy her dinner?
Oh, I bought alcohol for the weekend.
Okay, so you did sort of.
Yeah.
He had some sort of thank you.
Yeah.
That helps.
When my parents stay with their families, like their brothers and sisters in Singapore, and often for an extended period of time, because when they go for like about a month or so. Again, you know, they're not being charged rent. They're not, you know, and sometimes they will be given up their master bedroom while my parents stay there with their brothers and sisters, my aunts and uncles. And often what will happen is they will leave a red packet
of
lucky money
to
sort of reimburse them for the inconvenience or basically for a thank you. Like, hey, thanks for being so hospitable for us.
And then they open it up and they're like, that's it?
$2.
You know it's $200 a night down the street, right?
Again, it's my parents. It's not Jordan. Jordan would have done that.
No.
He paid for their alcohol. How much alcohol did you exactly buy?
I also bought the flight there, too. Okay?
Yourself?
That's a beautiful morning. Across Vancouver and the Fraser Valley.
This is Kiss Radio.
Kiss Radio.
Wake the fun up.
With Kevin and Sonia.
It is kind of like winning the lottery for some people. The fact that there was a pod of orcas that were spotted at the Burrard Inlet just under the Lionsgate Bridge yesterday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And what a treat. What a treat.
Unreal seeing these photographs.
And, you know, as locals, like how many of us have actually seen whales out in the wild? Unless you actually went on one of those excursions, like you go to Victoria, for example. That's the only time I've seen whales.
You can do them here, too. You can do them right out at Cole Harbour as well.
You've done that, right?
Yeah, I did one, a whale-watching one, just a few months ago. I think it was back in, September. And we ended up seeing some. It was super dope. It was the coolest thing that I got a chance to see. And that was my first time. And I was like, I'm such a bad Vancouverite because I never get... Well, it's not my fault. It's their fault for never showing up.
at the regularly scheduled times during the tours.
Come on, guys. And I always feel so jealous when other people get a chance to see it, right? I'm like, I paid how much to go see it, and you saw it for free?
That is true.
Yeah.
Don't some companies actually have a guarantee to say that if you don't see whales on this particular excursion, you will be able to come back for free next time?
Is that true? I did hear about that. I don't know if that's a reality anymore, but yeah.
At what point do you keep going back and again, again, again? I mean, thankfully, most people seem to have good luck on these tours.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because they usually know the last one that I went to, they basically radio out to different people and be like, by the way, there's a pod right here or there is one here. You should go and hang out at this area. Don't get too close. And they also show you other water animals as well.
I thought they were going to just put some kind of fin in the ocean. Be like, there's the whale. We guaranteed it.
Like an animatronic, like at Disneyland, right?
Just a floaty, really.
You guys saw it.
I know, it's just Sonia.
Yeah.
Wake the fun up with Kevin and Sonia
on Kiss Radio.
Don't be that person who spoils Endgame, please. And don't do it for yourself either. Hashtag don't spoil the Endgame trending on Twitter. This after there was a bit of a leak with a new Avengers movie.
Okay.
About a week and a half out from the release. So the Russo brothers, who are the guys who are behind the final installment of this series, put out an open letter basically asking fans, please don't spoil it for yourself and don't spoil it for everybody else.
So meaning don't go looking for some answers before you go see it.
Yeah, so just stay off social media some people are actually swearing off social media.
For weeks?
Up until Endgame, until they can actually watch it. I saw some people tweeting, I'm actually logging off because, and as they said in this open letter, this is it. This is the end. This is the end of an unprecedented narrative mosaic spanning 11 years and 11 franchises. We've worked tirelessly for the last 3 years with the sole intention of delivering a surprising and emotionally powerful conclusion to the Infinity Saga.
Okay. That in itself, isn't that a spoiler? Because it makes it sound like that there is going to be some crazy twist. So now you're going to be expecting something big, right? I mean, I don't know anything about Avengers Endgame. I'm not caught up. I haven't watched the last one. Was Infinity War? Right?
Yeah, so that was the last one.
Okay, I haven't seen that one. I was just trying to guess what the name of the title was because I'm not a huge fan of the Avengers franchise or whatever. I'll watch it if it's on. But that being said, when I hear something like this, now I'm expecting something epic to happen. I'm expecting it to blow me out of the water. I am expecting a 300 out of 10.
Well, some of the people who did see some of the leaked footage yesterday say they immediately regretted it because it did spoil them. And
okay.
You know, when people have gone through such great lengths to create this immersive experience where over 3 hours, it builds so that, you know, whatever twists, whatever surprises happens, it happens at the right time with the right pacing, with the right music, with the right anticipation. It's a different experience. And so you, even though you may know what happens, you're really not getting that experience that the Russo brothers and the rest of the crew have
intended.
Yeah.
So how's your self-control? Are you one of the people that can resist? Because, of course, I understand where you're coming from, and I see that you are very passionate about wanting no spoilers, but if it's sitting there in a little pretty little box with a little bow on it...
I won't do it.
You don't want to go look?
No.
You don't want to just take a little peek?
No. Same reason why I never wanted to... you know, find out what my Christmas presents were before the actual big day. Because I didn't want to ruin it for myself. I didn't want to ruin that surprise. You were that kid, though, that, that started peeking and then you'd, what, retape it afterward? Is that what you do?
Yeah, I'm one of those people. I'm an investigator. I like to know everything. And I think it's a quality that I have that is a strong trait. I should be a police officer. I should be a criminal investigator.
Why do I picture this dialogue happening with 6-year-old Sonia being confronted by her parents about opening those presents early? Like, Mom, Dad, let me tell you why this is a good thing.
I'm inquisitive. I have questions. You know, this is good. A healthy curiosity, we call it.
Right. Yeah, you're still grounded.
Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
So the world has come together very quickly to help rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral after the... just horrific.
The fire, yeah.
Inferno. Yeah, the fire that took down part of it. Thankfully, they were able to save a lot of the artifacts. Thankfully, you know, it wasn't more damage. But already in the, 48 hours since it happened, there's been $1 billion donated in pledges to help rebuild this project.
Some of them came in from high-powered business managers, business owners, and then some just came from, like, everyday people like you and I that would just felt like there was an emotional connection you had to the place and thought, I want to go ahead and be a part of the rebuilding stage and I want to help where I can.
So here's the disgusting part of the story is that now the Better Business Bureau is out with a warning saying you got to be careful because there are some scammers basically trying to take advantage of this, claiming, hey, would you like to make a donation to help rebuild the cathedral, when in effect you're just throwing away your money?
Oh,
isn't that terrible?
There's always somebody that ruins it for everybody else, right?
So basically what the scammers will do often is they'll look at what's trending, what people are donating toward. And we saw the same thing too with the Humboldt Broncos.
Yes, that's right.
There were these fake GoFundMe campaigns, and people were, you know, again, with good intentions, trying to do a really great thing in the world and being taken advantage of because people are awful, right?
So it's always good as well, because I've been seeing a lot of people that have been sharing articles and stories and things like that about this and how you can donate and how you can help. So make sure, if you are going to be sharing anything on social media, fact check it, double check and make sure it is legit. Make sure it's coming from a valid source as well, not your friend down the street that you think is smart, because you need it from somebody who is a reputable source. So it should be from a news organization or the actual, you know, like, establishment themselves.
Yeah. There has been a lot of discussion about the money that's already been pledged to this. And some people are saying, well, why couldn't this money, you know, again, over $1 billion, go toward other causes? And I think, you know, when you argue something like that, it's a bit hard when you decide what other people do with their money. Because even though you may not agree with things like restoration and preservation of historical things, that could mean a lot to some people. You look at these billionaires who have donated $100 million, you know, each, for example.
Yeah, and it's important to them.
Exactly. You know, not everybody cares about the same thing. And yes, I mean, that money can go a long way with certain other causes. But it's, I think, unfair when someone puts their own values into your money that you have.
Exactly. I agree with you completely. Because there are so many people that can be like, oh, you put so much money into, like, a cause for a dog shelter, but why aren't you putting it towards cancer research? Or why aren't you putting it towards
this?
And that's, it doesn't, whatever you value in your life and that it has a personal connection to you, I don't think we get to decide what other people spend their money on, like you said, Kevin. And I agree with you 100%, because I have been seeing a lot of that on social media over the last couple of days, of being like, oh, if people only cared about this as much as they cared about that, why?
Yeah, I mean, don't go out of your way to put people down for caring about something.
Yes.
That's basically how I feel about this whole, you know, backlash people are saying on social media.
And you can care about more than one cause.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Believe it or not, if you care that this actually burned down, the Notre Dame Cathedral burned down, you can also care about sick children.
Totally.
You can also care about other things. You can care about, you know, women's empowerment and things like that too. You can fight multiple causes at once. They're not mutual. They're not exclusive.
Yeah, and if this maybe spurs some attention to those other causes, then great. Maybe that's part of the discussion. But
exactly.
Don't put somebody down just because, you know, they They want to spend money donating to something that you don't particularly agree with.
Exactly.
And this is the point where I turn the microphones on.
Ah.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Nice touch.
It's Baby 101. We have two invites up for grabs for this exclusive Kevin and Sonny Big Baby Shower that's happening in Metropolis Metrotown. It's free to watch, but if you want to be in our live audience when we do some games, we've got some great giveaways, like a $1,000 grand prize. The only way in is to win your way in.
So head over to kissradio.ca under the contest page and enter to be a part of our Big Baby Shower May 2nd at Metropolis at Metrotown. We got two contestants ready right now. You're not only playing for two invites to the Big Baby Shower, but also $100 to spend at Metropolis at Metrotown.
Everybody say ooh.
Ooh.
Everybody say ah.
Ah.
All right, Dawn, you're expecting your fourth child.
Yes, I am.
How busy and how crazy is it in your household right now with three kids, let alone the thought of growing another one?
It's very chaotic. Not only do we have three kids, but we have two dogs and a cat.
Oh.
Wow.
You need a reality TV show.
I agree. I think I do.
Help pay the bills, right?
Yep.
Flaming, it's you. Is Tiffany and Burnaby, are things kind of calm in your household right now? Things are okay in your mind?
Yeah, everything's very calm. Just drinking my coffee, kind of the opposite of her.
Dawn right now is going to like, shut up.
Pretty much.
All right, Dawn and Tiffany, we are playing another round of Out of Time Trivia. Today, it's the twins edition. So we're going to give you a topic, and you need to give us two correct answers regarding that topic. Once you do, you are off the clock. If the buzzer goes off when it's your turn, you lose. So you want to answer as quickly as possible. Dawn, Tiffany, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's begin.
Question number one. This is for Dawn. Dawn, name two people you would want to have in the delivery room with you.
Oh, my boyfriend and my mom.
Good. Tiffany, name two people you would call when you're in labor.
My mom and my husband.
Good.
Dawn, name two colors of the rainbow.
Red and orange.
Tiffany, name two colors you'd use to paint your nursery.
Pink or blue.
Dawn, name two Sesame Street characters.
Elmo and Big Bird.
Tiffany, name two Muppets.
Kermit and Miss Piggy.
Yes.
Dawn, name two sports that you would play at school.
Basketball and badminton.
Tiffany, name two subjects you learn at school.
Math and science.
Dawn, name two flavors of baby food.
Oh, geez. Sweet potato and peas.
Tiffany, name two things your baby would drink.
Formula and breast milk.
Dawn, name two things you would say when it's time to change the diaper.
It's your turn.
Tiffany, name two things you would say when your child wakes up in the middle of the night crying.
It's your turn and I'll get it.
Okay.
Dawn, name two things that are...
That's the buzzer right there.
Which means Tiffany from Burnaby, congratulations. You have got yourself two invites to check out our Big Baby Shower at Metropolis at Metrotown. Mark it on your calendar Thursday, May 2nd.
Okay, thank you.
MTV has announced that they are going to be launching their first ever reality con, Summer 2020. So, you know how they have like Comic Con and stuff? This is going to be for reality TV show fans. They'll have stars from like The Bachelor, The Real Housewives, Duck Dynasty, Big Brother, RuPaul's Drag Race, Survivor, and then of course all your MTV favorites as well, like Jersey Shore,
okay,
the ones
yeah.
that aren't on jail, and, and the Hills.
Yeah.
That's all we know so far. They're going to be announcing a little bit more coming up this fall.
But there's a huge following for reality TV. I mean, you look at Caitlin Bristow, who
yeah.
you know, Vancouver girl. She's been doing this tour, selling out every single place she goes to.
Her spring break tour that she's been doing for Off the Vine, her podcast.
Yeah. So if you think about the amount of appetite there is to meet some of these reality TV stars,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if it does really well.
Oh yeah, it definitely will.
Yeah. And I also imagine for a lot of these TV shows, for some of these stars, these reality stars, it's pretty easy to get them these days. They just have to cover their shifts and then they're going like, oh, hey, boss.
Can you cover my shift?
Can't come in on the Friday evening shift. Is that okay?